Wisconsin is one of the few states yet to take formal steps toward creating a health care exchange. The Affordable Care Act requires each state to decide by Friday whether it will do the job, otherwise the federal government will. Then each exchange or health care marketplace must be in place by the end of the year. Governor Walker has opposed the law and said he would not act until learning whether President Obama won re-election. Now people are awaiting the governor's decision. WUWM's Latoya Dennis asked Chris Murray about the pushback that still exists. Murray is a lecturer with the Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington.
I think you will certainly see some pushback right now, but over time, I would expect that that will diminish once the law starts being implemented. And once states, you know, come to realize that there are some statutory requirements that they have to meet that also have funding tied to them. So my guess is a lot of this is some venting as a result of the recent elections. And over time, that will die down. And what is left of it will kind of be very much kind of on the fringe.
Now, what do you make of the 9 Wisconsin lawmakers who have said they would back legislation to arrest federal officials who try and implement the Affordable Care Act here?
You see that from time to time in different states. I hadn't really seen it in Wisconsin until the other day. You know, the reality is that what they're proposing is totally impractical. I mean, who are these federal officials? Who would arrest them? What would they be trying? I mean, it really is a fringe element on the right that has, in a lot of ways, it seems to me, kind of created their own reality that is not terribly connected with the actual reality that is out there. And so I wouldn't expect them in any way to be successful.
Is there still a large contingent of people who don't like this law?
One of the kind of interesting things you're seeing with public opinion about the Affordable Care Act is that the level of opposition to it has been declining. And even if you have some, you know, disagreements with the policy, if you see opinion changing about it and you yourself are a politician, you may realize that it might become more and more in your interest to figure out a way to fix this and to support it.
Why is the level of opposition declining?
Well, I think, you know, when the bill was first created, it didn't go into effect right away. It's kind of been staggered in terms of the different provisions coming into effect. And I think once people are actually seeing what the law does and how it benefits them, whether that be, you know, allowing parents to keep their children on their plans up until the age of 26, or whether it be, you know, prohibiting insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. I mean, people start to see that they, in fact, benefit from this. And that starts to, you know, decrease the level of opposition. I mean, it's always easier to oppose something that is an abstract concept than something that actually has some tangible benefits to you.
Chris Murray is with Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington. He spoke with Milwaukee Public Radio's Latoya Dennis about what he sees as waning opposition to the Affordable Care Act.